We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. One of the fine sponsors of the Milwaukee Admirals, John Greenberg, team president, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. From a hockey standpoint, Greeny, I saw this come down yesterday. So, Freddie Gaudreau, Stanley Cup, you know, hero, 3 goals, 1 game. This dude, man, his travel plans, he's going from you guys to Nashville to you guys to Nashville. How does he get comfortable? How does he get in a groove when he's going all over the place, team to team?
Yeah, it's tough. There's no question about that. I mean, it's hard to get yourself in much of a rhythm. We had the same thing kind of going on with a goalie switch going on the last few weeks, too, with UC Saros, who's Pecorini's backup up in Nashville, not getting a ton of playing time up there. So, you know, if we've got back-to-back games, they may send him down here so he can play both days and then call him back up. And Anders Lindback, who's our goalie, who's been fantastic for us, may go up, just to be Pekka's backup for those 2 days. So then he ends up not playing for a couple of games. So it's just kind of part of the challenges with making sure you keep your best players sharp. And in Freddie's case, he's been up there because they've had players get banged up, and now Nashville, frankly, is about as healthy as they've been the entire season. They really showed last night to beat Vancouver 7-1. But, Freddie's here, and we're thrilled to have him. He's a great player for us, and, to have a guy who scored 3 goals in the Stanley Cup final playing for the Admirals is never a bad thing.
I don't know how these guys pull it off with this travel this weekend. Like, okay, Friday night, you guys are home against Iowa. Saturday night, you're at Grand Rapids. Sunday afternoon, you're in Chicago. How is that possible?
Well, fortunately, it's at least halfway back, going from Grand Rapids to Chicago. You got to go through Chicago to get to Grand Rapids because, unfortunately, you can't take the boat this time of the year.
No.
So,
well, I figured those guys go on buses. You probably take Admiral One, the charter across.
Yes, I take the team helicopter over there, but they'll hop on the bus after the game here Friday night, and it's about a four hour and 15 minute ride from here to Grand Rapids, then play, and then hop back on the bus and get to Chicago. Fortunately, you pick that hour back up that you lost going over there before you play on Sunday afternoon. Exciting thing for our fans for Sunday afternoon is our game is actually on TV on the NHL Network. We are going to be the American Hockey League Game of the Week on the NHL Network this Sunday, so we can watch the Admirals and the Wolves on TV.
Wow, that's fantastic exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. Yeah, this is the first time that I can remember us being able to do this. Maybe all the way back to the NHL lockout, I think the first or second year we may have had game or two on there, but it's been a long time since national television exposure for the Admirals.
And it's right after the Packer game. That works out very well for people. And all the games are also right here, 105.7 FM The Fan. John Greenberg, president of the Milwaukee Admirals. So it's like, it sucks that there's 3 games in 3 days, and I think you guys try to not do that, but then the benefit of being on national TV, the guys are going to have to suck it up. This is great for them.
Yeah, and I think it's gotten around the room a little bit that everybody will get a chance to watch them, without having to dial into the internet or anything like that. If you have an NHL Network on your cable system, you should be able to watch, and that'll be exciting for the guys to be able to do that. So that's a great way to pick up your energy level going into the last game of a 3-3. And yeah, we don't have a lot of those this year. I think there's a total of 4 of them throughout the entire season. So it's better than it used to be. I mean, I remember my first years here, we'd have 8 or 9 of those on the schedule. And That's tough. That really is tough. So being able to cut those back is a good thing.
All right. Well, I'll tune in. I don't think Chuck has NHL Network because he's still got Star Cable or whatever the hell you have.
I have a horrible cable system where I live. Not the local cable company.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of it.
Bart, you should have Chuck over.
Well, I don't want to go that far.
Greeny, Chuck, you got a question or me?
I'm going to dinner at my grandma's house.
Yeah, I got to go to Zimbabwe. Friday night, you guys have the home game against Iowa. What can
people be back here by Monday morning, though.
Yeah, I'll commute quickly. What's going on Friday night that people can look forward to besides the great hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our annual We Energies Admirals calendars that we're giving out to everybody who comes to the game on Friday night. And this year the theme is players with their dogs and with dogs from the Humane Society. And there are some really fun pictures I think you'll enjoy throughout the course of the year. And we want to thank the Wisconsin Humane Society for helping us out and for We Energies for being a good sport, good partner, and allowing us to do that. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Our players had a lot of fun with the photo shoot, and the Humane Society was great in helping us out. And the dogs had a blast, I'll tell you that. They did want to come off the ice, so that was really a lot of fun. And then it's also our annual, our turn for a toy drive here. We've teamed up with Capco, which is another great partner of ours, for their Kids to Kids toy drive for Christmas. And you bring a new unwrapped toy, and there'll be bins for you to put that in, and we're going to give you a special buy one, get one ticket offer that goes all the way through the end of February just for doing that. And also you'll have on that ticket a place to enter for a drawing to win one of five Admirals experiences, which maybe watching the team warm up from the bench, flying the blimp, being a human hockey puck, riding on the Zamboni, or meeting your favorite Admirals player. So, just for bringing a toy to donate to the toy drive. And we're excited to help Capco with this. They do a wonderful job out there of getting toys for kids, and we're glad to be a part of it.
John Greenberg, president of the Admirals. We will talk to you next week, Greeny.
Great. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.